the rest of the story. It was the night of October 9, 1871. The black sky was turning red. Chicago was full of wood in those days. And the autumn and the summer preceding had been bone dry, no rain for more weeks than anybody could remember. And so it was on that parched, dusty, windy Monday night that a small fire started on the west side of town. And yet in hours, that same blaze would blanket the Chicago of yesterday with flames. And fast asleep in his home at Wabash and 18th Street was Alvin Willett. It was in the small hours of Tuesday morning that he awakened to the distant cries of alarm and an eerie glow through his bedroom window. And somehow Al knew before he knew that nothing would ever be the same again. And this is the rest of the story. When the American on Civil War was over, Al Willett felt cast adrift. In fact, the sum of his family's security, the only really stable thing in his life, was a life savings investment in a Chicago wholesale grocery store on Old South Water Street. And then, not many years later, the grocery store went bankrupt, and when the business was dissolved, Al was compensated for his loss. But the settlement consisted of just 8 wagons and a dozen horses, take it or leave it. Well, Al took it. His only problem now was what to do with it. Maybe if he hired some fellas to haul goods around town, he could at least pay for stable and feed and break even. But then came that terrible, incredible night in October of 1871 when the flames reached out to engulf Chicago. And 8 wagons and a dozen horses was all that Al had in the whole world. But one way or another, he was going to save them. He ran out to summon his wagon drivers. "We've got to get out of here," he said, "and now..." Even as he was speaking, tongues of fire were licking at the horizon to the west. So the only safe path was to the east, but to the east was Lake Michigan. And Al made a remarkable request of his wagoners. He said, "Hitch up the horses and drive them and the wagons and yourselves into the lake." The men glanced nervously at one another and then did what Al said. The history of the Great Chicago Fire is a tale of overwhelming devastation and personal loss. 17,500 buildings reduced to ashes, 100,000 people homeless, innumerable dead, and yet, in the days and the weeks and the months that followed, as the city sought to build a tomorrow from the charred ruins of yesterday, the most desperately essential commodity was transportation. And because Al had issued that daring order to save his wagon teams or drown trying, it was his horses and his wagons that folks would pay anything to hire. Thus did Al Willett get rich. Until today, Willett Freight Services is Chicago's oldest trucking company, one of the 300 largest such concerns in all the United States, boasting annual revenues of some $22 million. And now you know how it all started. With 8 wagons and a dozen horses in a mad flight from the mouth of hell into Lake Michigan. For now you know the rest of the story.